It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 649. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. We're going to try to get through this. My throat hurts, and I'm having trouble speaking, as you can tell. Struggling here, I will make it through. The Mike Tech Show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on-demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com or go directly to instanthousecall.com. And remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow to get your free 15-day trial. Also, a reminder, the IT Owners Compass, August 24th through 26th, there are only 4 tickets left before you will be shut out and we'll have to close ticket sales. So if you're thinking about attending, you want to go to itocompass.com as soon as possible. Even by the time you hear this, it could be sold out. It's very possible. If you're thinking of going, now's the time or you're going to be shut out. A couple administrative notes before we start next week's show. March 22nd, I will be on at 7 o'clock. I'm going to do everything humanly possible to be on early. I have to edit the show immediately when I'm done recording and get it posted up because I am traveling on Friday morning and I'm going to be gone. There will be no show the 29th. Just a reminder, next week, going to be a little earlier. Hope to see you there. When I was on Facebook the other day, there's a group I belong to, and it's run by Matt Rodella, Tech Site Builder. And you always hear me mention TechSiteBuilder.com. That's where you go to get your great tech website. It's called the Computer Business Marketing Tips and Tricks. And in one of the questions, a new owner for a business for IT, what could he do for advertising in the first week for $50? Now, you can't do much, if anything. It elicited a lot of response, and I was fascinated by one response was what someone, they send out thank you cards when they visit a new client. And I started thinking to myself, I don't do that. As a matter of fact, those of you who really go back and have been listening from the beginning, you remember I've did a couple shows on doing the interview. And to this day, and I will always believe, if you have an interview for a job, you have to send a handwritten thank you note and mail it right away the minute you get home and send it out to every person you interviewed with. That's why you ask for a business card. Why don't I do that for new clients? And something else that came in there was, what do you do when someone gives you a referral, a client? How about a thank you and maybe a lottery ticket, a scratch off? I thought that was an amazing idea. And I want to know, what are you doing? How do you thank a new business or thank someone for referring you? This is something that has fell down a hole for me. And I think if someone refers me, and that's, I live on referrals, that's my whole business is word of mouth. Would that generate more referrals, having a little thank you going to the person who referred me for taking that first meeting with me, follow up with a handwritten thank you note? That goes a long way. We're not talking a thank you email. We're not talking, and I've done that. I followed up. Thank you for your time for, you know, it was great meeting you. I look forward to a long relationship and helping you with all your IT needs. I do send that email, but is it worth more to have it handwritten and mail a thank you card? I would love to know what everybody's doing and your thoughts on that. So let me know. Email me at miketechshow@gmail.com. And is this a good idea? Not a good idea? Tuesday, my test system is a mini Lenovo desktop right behind me, actually. It has a 500 gig Samsung SSD. I bought it refurbed. It's a Core i5, 8 gig of RAM. It's beautiful. 4 USB 3 ports. Thing is so tiny and small. I have this big monitor hooked to it behind me. I love it. It is a great test system. So Tuesday, here in the office doing some work, I was behind the cable mess that you don't see on the floor behind the computer behind me, and I accidentally hit something that pulls that plug out, and so it goes down hard. I'm like, okay, happens, right? I plug it back in, and I am presented with Windows 10 error code 0XC00014C. Your system has a problem. I'm like, no problem. I'll reboot. I mean, immediately it pops up. I thought, I can't believe this. Now, I have a full image backup of that system, which, as a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about a utility later, and this was the system I tested the software on. It just was so frustrating. So Ken and I are Googling, and we're trying to see what that error is going to do. Ken finds a great link, which is the first link for tonight. Go in, put a bootable USB, because there's no CD media drive, a bootable USB, and it's got the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. Boot and go to repair. Then repair the system startup. Click that. As a matter of fact, it actually presents an error that there's a problem. You ignore it. Just by doing that, this is a known problem with some Lenovo systems. And I didn't realize it. I don't deal with a lot of Lenovos. You know, it worked. On the next boot, came right up like nothing happened, came right into the operating system. I was like, wow. Now, I tried this. We had two other systems. We have a laptop that we were working on from a client, Windows 7, and we just can't boot. We can't save it to boot. I'm able to get all the data. We were able to take that hard drive out, and I copied it. Matter of fact, I copied it over to my test system and then transferred it to another external drive. We were faced with having to redo the system, so we redid it as Windows 10 Pro. A system died today that will no longer boot into the operating system from an attorney. And this is an Optiplex, an older refurbished. I can get into safe mode, but we get this NMI hardware error, and there's a lot to look at on Google for different things to try. I tried this trick. Nope. No joy, no matter what we do. But I can boot in the safe mode. Can't boot in the safe mode with networking. We get a blue screen and that same error again. So the first thing I did was, once I got into safe mode, I enabled the ability to do F8. And in a past show, I had an article that I linked on how to enable the F8 boot menu option. So right before the operating system boots, you can hit the F8 key in Windows 10, because by default, that's disabled. And this system must have snuck by us that I did not enable that. And once we got that, it made it at least a little easier to get in and try different options. In Windows 10, there's no more last known configuration, and that's something that I wanted to try, but that option's no longer available. I tried going back to a restore point. There was only two that I could go back to. I went to each one. Although it successfully finished, it did not boot successfully in normal mode. There's no data. This is in a dental office where it's just running the dental software. They have no other real programs, or they don't do anything else on the system. They just run the dental program. I think I'm going to try to redo it. If not, there must be some kind of hardware problem. I did the diagnostics for the hardware, came up clean. But just very frustrating. And even as we went on doing systems on Tuesday night, got hit with the Windows 10 error, another build pushed down. My clients impacted by this install. It's crazy. The Windows updates for Windows 10, still like a noose around our neck, still having troubles. We're just like fighting through all that. Interesting that all these systems all of a sudden cannot boot into the operating system. And I know drivers are a big problem. I'm still got a couple things to try on this one system before I nuke and pave it. I don't want to give up. I want to solve it. I could have installed Windows 10 from scratch faster than the time I'm spending trying to solve it, but I would really like to get a procedure when this happens on Windows 10 in this error. I've seen this NMI hardware error before, and I want to be able to get and figure out and have that procedure on how to solve this problem, but that doesn't look like that's happening. It looks like this system's targeted for the nuke and pave. Printing anomalies with Adobe Acrobat. A client having trouble printing a particular PDF from their boss. Other PDFs, no problem. And this is printing to that infamous Lexmark printer, which I cannot wait until we change that out for something else. This process worked. Open the file you want to print, the troubled PDF. Select File, then Print. Click on Advanced at the bottom of the print window. Place a check mark next to Print as Image, and then click OK twice to print the job. It works perfectly. I sent that procedure to my client, and they tried it, and it just flawlessly worked. Print the PDF as an image if you're having trouble. And I remember recommending this exact procedure, I think a year ago, to some people having, some clients having troubles, and I just forgot. But a quick search, and I was able to obtain this little procedure. It will be in the show notes. Now for 10 utilities. The latest Maximum PC, I believe it's the March 15th issue, because they did two this month, listed the top 39 utilities, free utilities for Windows that they believe you should have. And I went through them, and a lot of them we talk about and I use all the time. But there's 10 here that I really never used, and I wanted to share these 10 links, and they will all be in the show notes, with these 10 programs for you to give a try if you have not done so. The first one is a password manager called Dashlane, and that's just simply dashlane.com. And it's very simple to sign up for free. You have a master password. It'll read all of the passwords from your different browsers. So you can use this like LastPass and some of the other programs. It's free. It's very simple to use. You should test it out. I don't do editing of movies, but there is a great program called Lightworks, which has been used in the movie industry. They won an Emmy in 2017 in the technology and engineering category. There's The Wolf of Wall Street, LA Confidential, Pulp Fiction, Heat, Road to Perdition. These movies were edited with this package, and it's free, and it's called Lightworks. How about a free VPN? Now, this one is on the top of my list to test and try with my test system. So all the software, and I'll tell you which ones I've been using on my test computer and just giving it a try and putting it through its paces, you know, making sure there's no malware when you download it and install it. And they've been pretty easy to grab. This program is called Tunnel Bear, a nice, free, easy to set up VPN. Tunnel Bear is the gorgeous VPN app that wants to bring online privacy to everyone. So that's their, and they have a bear as the logo. It's kind of cute. Lifehacker recommends it. Now, Maximum PC. So I figured this is, you know, worthy of mentioning because I have not used it. Here's one. I'm not a big instant messenger, and this is Franz 5. The website is just Meet Franz, and this is your messaging app for Slack, WhatsApp, WeChat, HipChat, Facebook Manager, Telegram, Google Hangouts, GroupMe, and Skype. It combines the chat and messaging for all of those apps in one place called Meet Friends. So take a look at that. This program I put through its paces on two test systems and beautifully did a system image very, very fast to my NAS. And we've mentioned this in the past. That's why I thought it was worthy of mentioning. And it's EASEUS, EASEUS. It's free and you can download the backup program. Now, they have a paid version, but I'll tell you, the system image is great. You can create a recovery disk so you could recover from the backup image. Simple, free, great program for backup. If you don't want to spend any money, all these utilities are free of charge. One that was listed there that I always go to the portable version for this when someone thinks they deleted a file and they want to recover it. And this is from the cccleaner.com and it's Recuva, R-E-C-U-V-A. I recommended this a long time ago. When I have to recover a file, I absolutely go to this program to recover. This next one, I really want you to take a look at. I am so frustrated with Chrome and Firefox. And I'm not a big Chrome advocate. I love my Firefox, but Firefox, they have so many updates. It's been so brutal. They made changes to the interface, and all I keep doing is looking for different tweaks and extensions just to get me back to the way it was for the older version of Firefox. They just constantly update. Always see memory hogging issues with Firefox. I'm not a Chrome fan. I don't want to go to Internet Explorer, but I have been using Internet Explorer, I think, more frequently than I ever had in the past. How about a new browser called Vivaldi, V-I-V-A-L-D-I. I did not realize this is even listed in Fabs Auto Backup Pro 6. Fabs will copy the Vivaldi settings. I happened to notice that when I was using it this week, and I've already been playing with the browser. It's clean, simple, fast. That's what I'm using right now, and I have that on multiple systems as I'm trying to embrace different browser. I'm trying to open my mind to a new experience in the way I surf the web. And Vivaldi is, I think its roots are opera. I'm pretty sure. Check that out. It's Vivaldi.com and I think you'll like it. Eraser. An advanced security tool for Windows that allows you to completely remove sensitive data from your hard drive by overwriting it several times with carefully selected patterns. So if you need to get rid of that particular file that's on your system and you want to really shred it and get rid of it, this is Eraser. I've used that. It works well. This one I haven't used, but again, this is at the top of my list because the problems with Outlook 2016 or Outlook 365, since mid-December, there is still a lingering problem that causes a slow start with the profile. And I see this across 100% of my clients, all of my machines. It does vary on how long it takes to load, but you could wait up to a minute for the profile to load, which is unacceptable. I'm taking a minute to load and I got no add-ins. That's disgraceful. This happened on a particular knowledge base from mid-December. And ever since then, Microsoft has not been addressing this problem. And if you go look at the forums on Microsoft, you're going to see just so many people experiencing this problem. What I'm doing is I am making sure that I am going to test this email client called EM Client. It supports Exchange, Gmail, iCloud, and Outlook.com. So it's going to, you know, obviously support POP, IMAP. It supports the Exchange service. This is great for my hosted Exchange. I'm looking forward to it. It almost has that look and feel of Outlook, which brings me to something I want to mention. I was at a new client yesterday, and we're talking about getting him set up on a new system before his season starts. He's a pool service company. I'm going to be getting him a new computer, and we're going to migrate everything. He's already Windows 10, but he's only got 2 gig of RAM, and it's a much older system, and it's running slow. He still has the legacy Windows Live email client. So the question is, can I easily migrate to Outlook, because he's going to be getting Office 2010? Can I migrate him to Outlook, or maybe this email EM client, or Windows 10 Mail? Can I go from Windows Live Mail to Windows 10 Mail? I don't know. I've never done that. So if you can weigh in on that, send me an email. I would appreciate it. I got a couple weeks before I'm going to have to do it and actually go through the migration, but I could use some help. Last free utility, Sumatra PDF. Now, I use PDF Creator. That's for creating PDFs. This is for read PDFs. I've heard of this, and I've had clients that I've ran into, new clients, that they've already had this installed. I use the full Adobe Acrobat on my systems because I own it. I bought that a while ago, and I still have version 11, which was the last non-cloud version of Adobe Acrobat Pro. It's working great, and that's my sole program for all PDF reading and creating PDFs. But my test system, it's prime for this. So Sumatra PDF, I'm going to be using that and see how that works. If it does, that'll be added to the tool bag for clients and new client installs. That is it for tonight's show. And I've already mentioned Tech Site Builder. Check that out for your new website. Fabs Auto Backup, it's incredible. Version 6 Pro today. Version 7, or is it today or later, or it might be tomorrow, or when you hear this, it's probably already going to be out. Version 7 will be released. Can't wait to see the new features on that. The Computer Business Kit version 3 by Bryce, who runs TechNibble, TechNibble.com. This is the program that contains all the forms and everything you need, contracts, samples. It's a must-have for your computer or consulting business. That's it. Next week, I will be here at 7 p.m. and produce a show. I'll probably, since I haven't been doing a lot of emails the last couple shows, I will catch up on email. Thank you for joining me tonight and for downloading and staying subscribed. Have a great week. I'll see you here next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.